talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
This is Jim.
Hey, and this is Mike.
Be sure to listen to
the Jim and Mike Talk Podcast.
Two Gen Xers walk into a bar
to talk about music
and what moves them.
You can find us on iTunes, Spotify,
and our host site, Podbean.
And now, on to the Paranormal Patriot.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another week and therefore another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. As always, I'm your host. So to start the show this week, I've got a question for all my listeners, and that is simply, what in the actual hell is going on in this country? Right now, in this country, we have just entered the twilight zone. We have done opposite day because nothing makes sense anymore. And that is what I'm going to talk about on this episode. There is going to be so many topics that I'm going to discuss. It's going to make your head fly off. We're going to talk about COVID. We're going to talk about the Republicans and the Democrats competing for the worst photo op in the history of photo ops. We're going to talk about the paranormal. We are going to talk about any and everything that is just that's just come across the news feed this week that makes absolutely no sense. And trust me, there is a ton of it. So sit back, relax, open that mind. We are getting into the show right now, and I don't even know where to start. But there's no better place to start than the Republicans and the Democrats. And right now, we have got Donald Trump going to the St. Joseph Church that burned, raising his Bible, and everybody's saying, oh, that's a photo op. That's a photo op. The Democrats were all over Donald Trump. That's a photo op. So here's my first question to all of you who were ridiculing Donald Trump for holding up a Bible, for walking to the church that was burned out. Does that mean you condone the burning of churches? Because that's kind of what it sounds like to me. But the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Jerry Nadler, all the ring of fools out there, took that opportunity to ridicule Donald Trump and say, that's a photo op, he really doesn't care. But yet, the Democrats, in what they do all the time, they try to one-up the whole situation. They decided, we're going to take a photo op and we're going to show how woke we are by going in the Capitol Visitor Center and kneeling on the floor for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. And on top of that, we're going to wear kente cloth. Now, kente cloth is essentially an African cloth that is, it belongs to the Ghanaian people, mainly the Ashanti tribe. Now, all over social media, and keep in mind that you see pictures of Nancy Pelosi kneeling wearing the kente cloth. Well, she had to get up. She had to have help getting up. She couldn't get up by herself. Chuck Schumer wearing the kente cloth. Jerry Nadler, because he can't kneel down, standing. The ironic thing is, there's a black man out there, he's not wearing the kente cloth. The only black man in that picture, he's not wearing it. But you have these woke, white, privileged, I'm using that word, white privileged congressmen and women, senators. They're on the floor, kneeling down, trying to show how woke they are for 8 minutes, 46 seconds. But yet they had the nerve to sit there and ridicule Trump for a photo op. What in the hell do you think this is? What do you think they're trying to do? They're trying to show the nation, we understand. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was not well received. As a matter of fact, they were ridiculed soundly. As a matter of fact, it seemed to backfire when a series of black Twitter users accused them of cultural appropriation. Oh my gosh, the Democrats, the all-loving Democrats, the woke Democrats, being accused of cultural appropriation? Author Obinaju Akencha posted a video telling Democrats to stop virtue signaling by wearing African cloth in the Capitol. During this video, she says, "Excuse me, dear Democrats, in your tokenism, you didn't wait to find out that this thing that you're hanging around your neck is not just some African uniform. It's actually the Kente material. The Kente belongs to the Ghanaian people, mainly the Ashanti tribe." She continues, "Excuse me, Democrats, don't treat Africans like we're children. These fabrics and these colorful things that we have within our culture and tradition, they all mean something to us. I know that you look at us and say, oh, you Africans are so cute in all your colorful dress. Well, some of those dresses and patterns, they mean something to us." Now, she went on to ask why Democrats were using the cloth for their own show of non-racism. She went on to ask, how is this not cultural appropriation? And she's absolutely right. This is even more astounding than the quote-unquote photo op that Trump took in front of a burned-out church. Trump was trying to make a point. Trump's point was, you do not burn churches in this country. Our president, the leader of this country, whether or not you like him or not, he is the leader of this country, decided to walk to that church, stand as one with the nation, and say, this is unacceptable. You do not burn churches in this country. And the Democrats took that as an opportunity to tell the nation that President Trump was just using this as a photo op. But then they said, hey, hold my beer, because we're going to show you what a photo op really is. We're going to have all the white members of the Democratic Congress and Senate go on the Capitol visitors floor and kneel for 8 minutes 46 seconds wearing authentic African garb. They're thinking that everybody will think we're so woke, we're so in tune to the black people. It completely backfired because, first off, they look ridiculous. They've got pictures of them kneeling, wearing this. And the first thing I thought of is, oh my God, are they really searching that hard to get in touch with the public? And then they're on the floor of the Senate talking, and they've got their African Kente on, and there are some people behind them with the African face mask on. And I'm just like, this is ridiculous. This is what this has turned into. It is horrible that George Floyd was killed. But what I have an issue with is the media. Now, George Floyd should not have died. I get that. However, the media is portraying this man as this saint, this angel. He's not. He spent 5 years in jail for putting a loaded gun into the stomach of a pregnant woman. He spent time in jail on cocaine charges. At the time of his death, he had methamphetamine and COVID in his system and fentanyl in his system. He was not the angel that the media and the Democrats are portraying him to be. That doesn't mean he should have been killed. No, they should. Now, listen, there's a full video out there. And in this video, you can obviously see this man was resisting arrest. This man died with coronavirus in his system. He was spitting at the officers. That is why his face was face down. I get that now. The problem is you're not seeing that in the media. The media is going to portray it how they want you to think. It's called manipulation. Look into it, because we're being manipulated every day. The officers were protecting themselves. But that does not excuse somebody sitting on or kneeing on somebody's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, or however long it was. It doesn't excuse that. The officers on the scene who were around this and could have stopped it all need to be charged. That's a given. I'm not saying, and I don't want anybody to send me hate mail saying, oh my gosh, Tom, you're condoning this to killing? No, I'm not. It should never have happened, and the people involved need to be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. However, George Floyd was not the angel that the Democrats and the media are portraying him to be. Just like the whole Trayvon Martin thing years ago. He was not the little shy little kid that the media portrayed him to be. That doesn't mean he should have been killed. Honestly, I think George Zimmerman should have spent time in jail. Did he have a right to defend himself? Yes. But as a gun owner, you have a responsibility to be in control of that gun and use it only as a last resort. I do not feel George Zimmerman had, that was his last resort. I felt that George Zimmerman used that because, hey, I got a gun, I'm going to use it. But back to the Democrats here. We look at the funeral of George Floyd, and he's got this golden, beautiful casket. Thousands and thousands of people are there, or celebrities and politicians are there. Literally, this man's funeral, he may have known a third of the people there. The other ones just want to appear woke. Now, my biggest issue is, during this whole COVID crisis, how many people have lost loved ones, whether due to COVID or some other reason, and they were threatened with jail time and fines for having a funeral for that loved one? They did not get that closure. But because showing his funeral on TV will further a Democratic cause, you can have as many people as you want. Thousands of people. 90% of them had no idea who George Floyd was, but they want to appear woke. And listen, some of those people there, I get it. Listen, and I want to clarify something right now, because I've had a couple people say, Tom, you seemed a little insensitive to the plight of the black man in this country. I understand. I tried to make that point. I thought I made that point last show, but apparently I didn't. I understand that there is a culture of racism in this country. There always has been, and unfortunately there always will be. My issue on the whole thing is, just because I don't say Black Lives Matter, why am I racist? Because really, Black Lives do matter. But why does a Black life mean more to people than my life, or a white person's life, or an Asian person's life? And I know what you're going to say. I know you're going to say, because you haven't been persecuted all these years. And no, I haven't. But you know what? I've done something that a lot of people who have been persecuted have not done. I've not broke the law. There is a simple solution to this whole thing. Don't break the law. Don't make yourself a target. And I know where you're going. I can hear it already. Tom, you don't understand what it's like to be a black man in America. And I don't. I'm not a black man in America. One of my dear friends throughout high school, still contact him every now and then. He is a black man. And he is all about the suffrage of the black man. And he would tell me right now, you don't know what it's like to be pulled over just because you're black. And I don't. However, if you just comply with the officers and give them no reason to be suspicious, 99.9% of the officers are going to let you go. Yes, there are those 0.1% of officers that will make your life a living hell, but I guarantee you, they're going to make your life a living hell, whatever color you are. Comply with the officers. Yes, sir. No, sir. No, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm not blind to the fact that we do have a systematic problem in this country. We have far too many people that will look down to a minority, be it black, Latino, Hispanic, Asian, Indian. If it's not white, there are people out there that look down on them. But let's be honest. I mean, really, let's have an honest conversation here. There are black people that look at white people the same way. They look at white people as slave owners. They look at white people as white privileged. So they are racist to white people. Now, right now, there is a growing trend around the country to not only defund police departments, but to eliminate police departments. In Minneapolis, Minnesota, the city council has decided and voted to not just defund the police department, but to eliminate the police department as a whole. I never in a million years thought I would see the day where an American city would say, get rid of the police. Now, what are the citizens of Minneapolis going to do? Right now, they're talking about, well, we don't have all the answers. Well, if you don't have all the answers, or even some of the answers, maybe you shouldn't have voted to get rid of the police department. Maybe you should have thought this through a little more. But right now, they're saying what we're leaning towards are social workers, people who are trained in conflict resolution. So I can see how this is going to go. Your house is being robbed and you're being held at gunpoint and you call 911. 911, what is your emergency? Yes, my house is being robbed and I'm being held at gunpoint. Hold, please. Hi, I'm Mr. So-and-so. Let's talk. How do you think that's going to go? Do you honestly think the person that's robbing that house and putting a gun to that homeowner is going to say, you know what? This doctor's right. I'm really sorry. I'm going to put my gun down. I'm going to walk away. Let's just pretend this never happened. No, it's not going to happen like that. Are you kidding me? There is going to be crime rampant throughout that town. And they have no idea. They have no clue how they're going to control it. But, again, and the key word on this episode is woke. To appear woke and appear all ready to confront the racism and the prejudice in this country, they are willing to dismantle the police department in Minnesota's largest city. We all saw what happened during the riots in Minnesota when there were police there. Now, granted, the police were told to stand down, which makes absolutely no sense, but we saw what happened when people were conscious that, hey, there's police, maybe we don't want to do this. What's going to happen in Minneapolis when people are like, there's no police around. Let's go. There is going to be looting. There's going to be killings. Hell, the 18 deaths in 24 hours that Chicago just witnessed, that will be nothing to what will happen in Minnesota. And listen, Minneapolis, I love Minneapolis for the simple fact that my hero, my idol Prince, was born and lived there. I can only imagine what he would think. You need the police. There is, and it's just amazing to me, the number of people that are all for defunding the police. Just, hey, let's take the funding out of the police department. They don't need those guns. They don't need those weapons. They don't need those tanks. And listen, I know in the past I've gone off on the police department for weaponizing the police department. And no, they don't need armored personnel carriers. They don't need tanks. That, if it gets to the point where you need that, that's why we have the National Guard. However, it goes beyond taking away the police department's armored personnel carriers. It goes beyond taking away their tanks. It is defunding, $150 million defunding in Los Angeles County. That would devastate the police department. Not only do you not have weapons, but you don't have officers because you can't afford to pay them. In California, we all know how California is. It is going to be a virtual, if you've ever seen the movie The Purge, it's going to be The Purge every day there in California because there's going to be nobody there to stop them. There's just going to be too much crime, so much crime that these officers are not going to be able to keep up. And that's what these people now want. Trump has vowed, no, this is not going to happen. The Democrats are all for it. We're going to defund this. We're going to abolish police departments. And let me tell you, go that route, Democrats. If you really want to alienate well over half the country, go that route. Because there are even some Democrats. And the only ones that really want to defund and abolish police departments around the country are the far left extreme liberals. And there is really not as many, I mean, not even close as many far left extreme liberals as there are just liberals. I mean, honestly, most liberals are pretty common sense people. They may have different views than conservatives, but they understand you cannot defund, you cannot abolish police departments. But you're going to have Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, you're going to have them on the campaign trail. You're going to have Joe Biden saying it. You're going to alienate over 50% of the people that you are going to try and need to get votes from. Keep it up, Democrats. Your far-left agenda is just going to take you down a road of no return. Now, with that being said, It's gaining traction because, as I've stated so many times on this show before, the left, the radical left, have the loudest voices. They may not have the most in numbers, but they have the loudest voices. And they have screamed. And the woke media have listened. So therefore, COPS, which has been running since I was in high school, is off the air. It's gone. Live PD, off the air. Gone. Why? Because they and the media, the Democrats and the media and the radical left, they have screamed the loudest, and the woke media has listened. So therefore, they say, COPS are bad. COPS are now the bad guys, everybody. Live PD is off the air. They're trying to take Dukes of Hazzard off the air, off of Netflix, because of the General Lee. In NASCAR, anybody wearing or bringing a Confederate flag will be banned from going into the race. Not that I agree with what the Confederate flag stood for. It stood for slavery, the South. But I've always lived by one simple statement. Those who forget their history are doomed to repeat it. So those of you who are on the left tearing down statues of Confederate generals, those of you who are on the left that are rewriting history books, those of you on the left who want to change the names of military bases because those were slave owners, keep in mind, if you want to change your history, you are determined and you are guaranteed to repeat it. You don't believe me? Ask the citizens who lived under Stalin. Ask the citizens who lived under Hitler. Ask the citizens that lived under any leader that chose the Taliban. Let's look at them. They destroyed ancient sites because they did not fit in with what they believed. Ask them how that history went, how their future went. You cannot change history by eliminating it. It will always be there. Now, the most asinine, ridiculous, unbelievable thing I've heard this week is there are people out there, and it started as a joke on Twitter, but then somebody said, you know, you're right, and it grew, and it grew, and it grew. There is a growing sentiment to get rid of Paw Patrol. For those of you who don't know, Paw Patrol is a children's cartoon. My youngest son, who's 11 now, loved it from the age of 3 to about 7. One of the dogs, and it's about a cartoon about dogs that are firemen, that are heroes essentially. And one of them's a policeman. And they are seriously considering getting rid of Paw Patrol. We've all heard the story about how Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam and the next Warner Brothers cartoon will not carry guns anymore. What in the actual hell is going on in this country? Why are we capitulating to these people that have no common sense? I grew up watching Bugs Bunny, Donald Duck, Yosemite Sam, Elmer Fudd. I've never shot somebody. I've never killed somebody. I was able to determine that that's a cartoon. That's not real life. But apparently, on the left, you are worried that you can't determine, you can't differentiate between Elmer Fudd in real life and Elmer Fudd in a cartoon. So you think these kids that are seeing these guns on their cartoons. And listen, the cartoons back when I was growing up, and I guess they were made in the 40s and 50s, so I guess when a lot of you were growing up, they were pretty violent. Elmer Fudd would shoot Daffy Duck in the face and his bill would spin around and he'd have to turn it around and say, you're despicable. Bugs Bunny would blow up Elmer Fudd, would blow up Yosemite Sam. I mean, these were common themes of these cartoons. But we as children did not go out and shoot people in the face. We didn't go out blowing people up. And there's so much negativity. The music, the video games, it has nothing to do with it. If you want to know the reason why there's so much violence in this country, it has nothing to do with video games. It has nothing to do with music. It has nothing to do with Elmer Fudd and Yosemite Sam shooting Bugs Bunny and Donald Duck. It has to do with two things. The first one is a lack of mental health. We have no answer for the mental health issue in this country. We have a huge mental health issue in this country. We have no way to address it. We can ban guns. We can ban social gatherings. It's not going to change anything until we address the mental health issue. The other issue is there's a lack of parenting in this country now. When I grew up, it was a little different. I could have my father work and my mother stay at home. Today is a little different, but that doesn't mean that you cannot still parent your child. When I was growing up and I stepped out of line, whoo-wee, did I get a whipping. Nowadays, it's a timeout. Go put your face in the corner for 30 seconds. Go stand in the corner for 5 minutes until you learn your lesson. After 5 minutes, did you learn your lesson? Yes. Okay, don't do it again. Whip his ass. That's what made me into the person I am now. I didn't want to get in trouble because I knew I had a spatula, a yardstick, a belt. I had one with my behind labeled right on it, and I didn't want that. That is what's wrong in this country today. We have a problem because nobody wants to address the mental health issue that this country has, and our parents today don't want a parent. They want to be the easy, friendly parents. They want to be their friends as opposed to their parents. My kids, if they step out of line, they know they're in trouble. When I stepped out of line, holy cow, my kids are lucky that my mom and dad weren't raising them because their asses would be as red as an apple right now. That is what's going on in this country. What I want to talk about lastly before the break is this. Right now, the police officers in this country, I don't know how they go to work every day. I really don't. They have got a target on their back. We are going to glorify everyone killed by police officers. We're going to glorify them and beautify them and give them gold caskets in their funerals and have politicians and celebrities donate to their families. What about the officers that have been killed just during these riots, that have been injured during these riots, let alone the officers that put their lives on the line every day to protect you and me? Yes, you have bad officers out on the beat every day. It's going to happen. You can't take the 0.001% of bad officers in the nation right now and just group them into all cops. Remember when 9/11 happened? When the Twin Towers went down, when the Pentagon was hit, the Democrats, all of them came up in unison and said, you can't judge all Arabs. You can't judge all Muslims by the actions of a few. Well, let's turn the tables around on that, Mr. and Mrs. Democrat. You cannot judge all police officers by the actions of a few. There is a serious, and it's scary how much hatred there is being perpetuated by the media and the Democrats on police officers right now. My question is, when are they going to be held culpable for the violence, the deaths, and the injuries that these officers are being inflicted? When are they going to be held culpable? Because they are the ones that are stoking the flames of hatred towards police officers. Now, let's go back just a month. Remember, you couldn't go anywhere in any neighborhood without seeing a sign. Thank you, first responders. Thank you so much. The police, the firefighters, the paramedics, they were revered. They were heroes. And now the police they have a target on their back. This is all a plan. This is a plan by the Democrats. They couldn't get Russian collusion. They couldn't get impeachment. They thought they had them on coronavirus because our economy was destroyed. But then all of a sudden, whoa, our economy's coming roaring back. And then they stage this. And our economy is stagnant right now. And then all of a sudden, just today, or just yesterday, it would have been Thursday, the stock market drops 1,800 points on fears of a second wave. Listen, every media outlet is saying, all these states that are opening up, the coronaviruses are skyrocketing. The cases are skyrocketing. You know why? Because there's more testing. If you really want the truth about how infectious and how bad the coronavirus is in each state, don't look at the number of positives. Look at the number of hospitalizations and deaths. In Florida, Florida is just all over the news now because their cases are skyrocketing. Well, yes, they are, because they're doing more and more and more tests. The key is there's no hospitalizations and there's not an increase in deaths. So this is just another media-driven stunt. They couldn't get them on coronavirus. They couldn't get them on the economy. They're going to start protests, but that really didn't get them. So what are they going to do now? They're going to throw the second wave at us. Guys, this is a huge propaganda machine. We are in the midst of the biggest black flag that has ever been perpetuated on any civilization on earth. I'm guaranteeing you, this is a ploy by the Democratic Party to get power. If you can look at the Democratic Party and say to yourself, no, they're doing the right thing, they're not in it for power, you have to ask yourself, why? In the stimulus bills, when it was all about coronavirus, were they giving the Kennedy Center $25 million just to have that siphoned through the door right to the DNC? Why are they trying to get vote by mail? Because they know they cannot win a legitimate election, so they're going to cheat their way. You can't look at the Democratic Party and say, they're in it for me. Anybody, you know, I get it all the time. I don't know how you can support Donald Trump. How can you look at that man and support him? And I simply send the same question back to him. How can you support the Democrats? How can you support Joe Biden? Where in the hell is Joe Biden? Where do you see him? You know what? Honestly, his best move right now is to stay out of public. Because every time he says something, he screws it up. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I feel bad for the guy because the guy mentally is not all there. He's losing it. And you can say he's got a stutter. That's why he talks like that. He can talk with a stutter. But it's what he's saying in his memory that is really at issue here. Is this really the best that the Democrats can put up? They're running with this guy. And they are hiding him in his basement. They're saying, do not come out, Joe. Joe, do not come out and speak. Every now and then he comes out and speaks and he puts his foot in his mouth and the Democrats are like, oh my God. Joe went on national TV, completely disparaged black people. What do? Let's start a race war. Let's do it. Whoa, look at that. Joe Biden's out of the spotlight. His comment about you ain't black is gone. Nobody's talking about it. All everybody's talking about is George Floyd, the protests. And let's talk, before we go to a break, I forgot this one thing. Let's talk Seattle. Seattle has cordoned off a 6-block area. Antifa has taken control of a 6-block area that includes a police precinct on the Capitol grounds. They have labeled this area the CHAZ Zone. It stands for the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And the governor of the state, Jay Inslee, a former presidential candidate who obviously has no idea what to do, and the mayor of Seattle are helpless. They're letting them have this autonomous zone, a 6-block zone that has been fenced off. They've got walls and they've got guards with AK-47s patrolling the perimeter. And they're letting only people with proper ID into the CHAZ zone. Now my question is, isn't that ironic? These Antifa anti-fascists are essentially using a border to keep unwanted people or unlawful people out. Borders, hey, Antifa, borders work. You're proving it right now. You're using the exact same rhetoric that Donald Trump has been trying to implement for the past 4 years. This is the hypocrisy. But more important, we have a major U.S. city that has a 6-block area that has been overrun by criminals, by zealots, by anarchists. And nobody's doing anything. The governor's not doing anything. The mayor's not doing anything. The police chief isn't doing anything. And as a matter of fact, the mayor and the police chief told the police, get out of the precinct, just stand down, go away, just get out of here, let them have it. Are you kidding me? Ladies and gentlemen, this may get ugly, because you're going to have the Patriots, the militia, maybe even the military. Donald Trump said, look, if they're not going to take back Seattle, if the governor and the mayor are not going to take back Seattle, we're going to do it. This is not going to happen on my watch. You are going to have somebody go in there and make a raid to take back that autonomous zone and give it back to the citizens of Seattle. It's rightfully theirs. The problem with this whole Antifa movement is they've taken the Black Lives Matter movement. And the Black Lives Matter movement, for the most part, honestly, I've talked to a lot of the Black Lives Matter members. It's a peaceful movement. It's a peaceful protesting movement. It has been infiltrated and overrun by these Antifa terrorists. And I can call them that because they are now a domestic terrorist group. They've been overrun by that. So it gives the Black Lives Matter people a bad rap, because now every time people see this and they're promoting and they're protesting it on the cause of Black Lives Matter, but it's really not Black Lives Matter. It's, we want to take control. We want to change things. We want to become a socialist society. And they're making Black Lives Matter look bad. Now, Black Lives Matter is starting to realize this and going, hey, knock it off, jackasses. But in Seattle, they're given free rein. Again, there are so many never in a million years on this show that I've gone through, but I've never in a million years thought that I would see a day in this country where a terrorist organization, a domestic terrorist organization, would be able to overtake any amount of a major city in this country. I would have never thought it would be possible. But it's 2020. And if 2020 has shown us anything, it's that anything is possible. I'm almost afraid to ask what's next. We're going to have a whole civilization of Bigfoots come out of the woods. We're going to have a UFO invasion, alien invasion, or we may have the inner earth inhabitants come up and want to retake the surface. I don't know. I'm afraid to ask. But all I do know is that 2020, all bets are off. Anything is possible. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. And when we come back, I'm going to play for you an amazing, actually, it's an amazingly terrifying clip from a listener in Texas that heard this horrifying sound. You've heard the trumpets in the sky. This has nothing on the trumpets of the sky. This is definitely terrifying. You need to listen to this. And then we're going to talk about an article that I read that I couldn't believe it was true, but it was fact checked to be true. You got to hear that also. So sit back, relax, open your mind. You are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. So you've heard him on this show, and I'm going to tell you, if you listen to the J. Miles interview, I guarantee you, you loved it, because it was insightful, and you walked out of there with more knowledge than you had when you came in. Well, did you know that he has his own podcast? He does. It's called Vanishing Gates. If you like the paranormal, true crime, the supernatural, you owe it to yourself to listen to the Vanishing Gates podcast. He does a Facebook Live, so subscribe to him on Facebook Live. Follow him wherever you get your podcast from. Again, Vanishing Gates with J. Miles and his co-host Jack, I guarantee you, you will love it. Supernatural, paranormal, true crime, whatever they want to talk about, I guarantee you, you will love it, and you will learn something on every single podcast. The best part is, I listen to it, so you know it's Paranormal Patriot approved. But what I want you to do is, when you listen to it and you love it, send Jay a letter, send him an email, send him a message, send him a text, whatever you have, and tell him, hey, I heard this ad on the Paranormal Patriot, took a chance and listened to your podcast and absolutely love it. Let Jay know that you listened to him on the Paranormal Patriot, and because of that, you are now listening to J. Miles and Vanishing Gates. I guarantee you will love it. If you like the paranormal, the supernatural, true crime, whatever, Jay Miles is going to talk about it, and he is going to enlighten you with his thoughts and his wisdom. Jay Miles and Vanishing Gates, Paranormal Patriot approved.
A good teacher once taught to love others as you love yourself. But I'm just wondering, what about those who struggle to love themselves?
Like, hey, so I'm feeling pretty good today. And life taught me, don't trust that good Tuesday. And if it don't, then at least I know that love's the reason we are broken. But hey, man, I'm feeling pretty good today. Real life, not everyone got parents to love them. Not everyone got a shoulder to lean on when they're struggling. We ain't all got people to hug us. Even get told enough that we're important and worthwhile, but it don't mean we aren't. Trust me, I know the story.
So, I think it was last week or the week before. I had a listener, and you may know who she is if you've listened to the show for a long time. I interviewed her on the show, and it revolved around the Jersey Devil, Danielle. Danielle is a great listener of the show, and she sent me a message, and basically it was this guy in Texas, and he recorded. I am infatuated with Black Eyed Kids, but I'm also infatuated with these trumpet sounds in the sky. I want to know what these are. Well, during a thunderstorm in Texas, he recorded, they weren't trumpets. They were some of the most terrifying sounds that I have ever heard. Now, this is a 7-minute video, so I want you to listen to this whole 7 minutes, because he runs the gamut. He's in his apartment, he walks down the stairs, he meets some of his neighbors, and he's outside, and he's freaking out. He doesn't know what it is, and at the end of the clip, one of his neighbors is like, what is that? I need to know what this is. So if you are in Texas, I have a huge Texas audience. If you are in Texas and you heard this, please, please contact me and let me know what you think this is. So this was, it was a message from Danielle. Thank you, Danielle, for sending it to me. And if you, any of my listeners want to send me things like this, please do. GhostSeeker4@charter.net or like the Facebook page, The Paranormal Patriot, and message me. I absolutely love hearing from my listeners, because this is what makes this show better, when I have listener involvement. So listen to this. Again, it's 7 minutes long, but I guarantee you, you've never heard anything like this. Thank you, Danielle, for sending this to me. This is from Texas during a thunderstorm. Listen to this.
There's a sound screaming. It's like a scream. It's so freaking loud, and it's coming from up in the air, like up there. It's been going on. What is that?
Now you can see the lightning, and you can hear the wind in the video.
I swear I saw like this thing when the lightning was flashing a second ago. What the fuck? Dude, that's coming from like up in the sky outside of my apartment. Gene, check this out.
There's lightning. He just found his roommate, I believe it was.
From the sky above my apartment. It's been going on for half an hour. Hold on. It's coming from up in the air.
Terrifying.
What is that? That's so scary. It sounds like someone's screaming. Then it sounds like a bunch of like Indians whooping in the distance. Sound. be right back.
So now he's, I believe he's getting ready to go outside and go, he must be on an upper floor and going down to the ground floor and going outside and seeing if he can find out what it is.
Did you hear that?
There's lightning all around him. The wind is blowing. You can hear the wind.
Up here in the sky.
The video right now is pointing to the sky and you can see the lightning all around and you can hear this horrific noise. Now he's asking his neighbors, can you hear that?
Oh, gross, I just stepped in a bunch of mud. What is that sound? Now it sounds like it's coming from behind me.
So he's on the ground now, on the ground floor outside, and it seems like it moved on him.
This is so bizarre. I better not. So it's coming off from that direction.
He's pointing over some buildings in the distance, but there's nothing there.
What up, Bob? I'm trying to figure out what this sound is. It's been going for like half an hour now. You hear it?
That was weird.
Then it'll stop, and then it'll scream really loud, like a banshee. Hold on, wait. You'll hear it in a second, Bob. What up, Solomon? What up, Nessa? Hold on. That is so loud and so, like, eerie. It's like a banshee, blood-curdling scream. Ooh. There it is again. What is that? If anybody can recognize that sound, please tell me. Ooh. It sounds like, ah! It sounds very human.
It does sound human in a way. But it is really loud.
I mean, across the way here, there's no factories. There's nothing like that. So I don't, it's just a, it's a field. There's my dog.
That's his dog freaking out. So his dog's freaking out.
Birdie!
Okay, if that's what his dog does when he's out of the apartment, I'd be a little pissed if I was his neighbor.
There's this sound coming from up in the sky in this general vicinity. What up, Kristen? And, like, it's been, like, doing this little vibration sound, and then it just lets out this blood-curdling, screamy sound, like a banshee. And it's been, like, half an hour ever since the lightning and thunder started. Shelly, wait till it screams.
So he's got different neighbors out that he's talking to, apparently.
I'm like standing in the middle of a field right now. All right, listen, it's gonna do it any second, Shelly. Hold on.
Terrifying.
That is so fucking scary.
That is terrifying.
I don't know what that is. All right, I'm going back inside. I've had enough of the screaming band. Yeah, that sounds like someone screaming bloody murder. I mean, that is.
So he's back inside now, and he's going back up the stairs, and he's going to come in contact with his maybe next door neighbor.
If anybody recognizes that sound, let me know. All right, I'm out. I know, right, Shelly? Hold on a second. Whew. My hair's all windblown and wet. Here, hold on a second. Is it pretty loud over the phone?
Oh, yeah, we can hear it. walking back to his apartment now.
I mean, I always thought the horns of Jericho would sound... Man, it's almost like someone has some big-ass stereo speakers up on top of one of these buildings, and they're just blaring this sound, like a sound effects of someone screaming in a haunted forest or something. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I have no plugins.
Isn't that bizarre?
Stop, stop it. Like,
I know, it's been going on for like half an hour. All right, guys, bye.
So that's where the video ends. And at the end of the video, he never shows her, but you can hear maybe a roommate or a person down the hall asking, what is that noise? What is going on? The only thing I don't like about this video is the fact that he's talking to these other people, but you never see them. You never hear them, except for that last roommate or last neighbor at the end. You know, you talk to Karen, or I don't even know their names anymore, but you talk, he's mentioning all these people by name, but you never see them, you never hear them. So that at first made me think, well, I don't know. But then I kept watching the video and I realized the reason is you never see him is because he's focusing on the sky. He's focusing on the sky trying to figure out where this sound is coming from. That sound terrified me. Now, listening to the sound and hearing from a couple people that I've let listen to it, a lot of people say, Tom, that was a demonic sound. That is a war in heaven. The angels and the demons are fighting right now. 2020 would be a perfect time. I'm telling you right now, it'd be a perfect time for the angels and the demons to be fighting for the control of this planet. But then other people are saying, Tom, that sounds like an Aztec death whistle. Now, personally, I've never heard of this whistle, but apparently some people have, and they said that's almost what it sounds like. So a lot of people are saying that's the ancestors coming back and claiming the planet because we've screwed it up. I don't know what the answer is. All I'm going to tell you is I have never heard that sound. I've heard the trumpets. You've heard the trumpets. You've heard the metal grinding, the weird noises in the sky. You've heard that on this show before. But Danielle, you have upped the ante because you sent me something that I have never heard before. I guarantee you my listeners have never heard before. Andrew, you live in Texas. You've been a listener a long time. Let me know, have you heard this? Any one of my listeners in Texas, let me know if you've heard this. Is this something legitimate? Is this a real phenomenon? What is it? I also want all my listeners, wherever you're listening from, to contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Contact me and let me know if you've heard this sound before, if you have, what you think it is, and even if you haven't, what do you think this sound is? Because honestly, I listened to it right before I went to bed one night, and I'm not going to lie to you, I had nightmares about this sound that night. It is terrifying to me. So contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know if you've heard this sound, what you think it is. And again, Danielle, thank you. Thank you for sharing that with me, and thank you for letting me share it with our listeners. I guarantee you this is going to create a buzz in my email, on my messages. People are going to want to know and going to have their own opinions as to what it is. If you've heard this, let me know. Even if you haven't heard this, let me know, ghostseeker4@charter.net, or like the Facebook page, The Paranormal Patriot on Facebook, and send me a message. Tell me what you think it is. So we're going to end the show with an article that again, it's 2020. Why wouldn't this happen? But this is an article I really had to do some fact-checking on because I couldn't believe it was true. But yes, yes, indeed, our government in their infinite wisdom has proven this to be true. As if mosquitoes were not bad enough around your neck of the woods. I know they're bad wherever anybody's listening, unless you're listening in Iceland or Antarctica. They're pretty bad. But our scientists have now genetically modified mosquitoes. And now in Florida and Texas, I pray for you Floridians and Texans, they are going to release in segments of weeks genetically modified mosquitoes in hopes that these genetically modified mosquitoes are going to mate with wild mosquitoes, and these genetically modified mosquitoes are pretty much going to wipe out dengue, malaria, West Nile, any viruses that mosquitoes can possess and pass on to humans. The goal is to eliminate, well, let me rephrase that, not eliminate, but basically when this genetically modified mosquito mates with a wild mosquito, it will kill the potential offspring. So therefore, eliminating the risk of dengue fever, West Nile virus, malaria, Zika, whatever mosquitoes are possessing at this time that may kill us. That is the goal, which is a very great goal, but the fact is you're releasing more mosquitoes on the population as if we don't have enough already. But the problem is that there's been no scientific proof that this will work. In fact, the scientific proof is proving that it's making the wild mosquitoes more resilient, that they're going to be able to pass on these viruses even easier to us, which completely degrades everything that these genetically modified mosquitoes are trying to do. Again, we have enough mosquitoes. I have mosquitoes in my backyard left and right, to the point I can't go outside at night. I got to find a way to either spray and get rid of them or do something. I don't know. I need what eats mosquitoes? Frogs? Snake? I can't do snakes. So I'm just going to have a colony of frogs in my yard, apparently, that are going to eat all these mosquitoes. But everybody deals with them during the summertime. In Michigan here, we've been getting a lot of rain, so therefore it's wet and there's a lot of standing water, and it's just a breeding ground for mosquitoes. Behind my house is a farm field that literally, over the past couple weeks, has turned into a lake. So I have got mosquitoes left and right, to the point that it is almost impossible to swim in my pool after dark or at dusk unless you're underwater, because the minute you come up above the water, they're all over you. So why would you inundate the population with more mosquitoes? I get that you're trying to reduce the severity of the diseases that the mosquitoes can pass on to humans, but really, it's not been tested. It's not been proven. As a matter of fact, it's proven that these mosquitoes may actually be more prone to give these diseases when they mate with these genetically modified. Listen, Linda. When we play God, nothing good comes out of it. Why? Because we're not God. We can pretend and we can eliminate God from everything through science. But I'm telling you right now, God is God. In my opinion, God did not create anything without a purpose. Now, I've yet to find a purpose for a mosquito other than to really annoy the living daylights out of me, but I'm sure somewhere down the line we'll find out that the mosquito was good for this. When we start to genetically alter animals, food, nothing good comes out of it because it's not natural. We rely on nature. That's how we survive. So for those of you in Florida, those of you in Texas, I don't know when they're releasing them, but I know it's soon. I pray for you, as if you don't have enough issues with snakes and scorpions and spiders and alligators and in Florida boa constrictors or pythons. Now you got to deal with genetically modified mosquitoes. For those of you who are living in Texas and Florida, I pray for you. For those of you who are not living in Texas and Florida, pray for them and then pray for you, because they're coming. They're not going to just say, oh, we can't cross the border. We got to stay in these states. They're crossing the border and they're going to be prevalent anywhere. everywhere. And it won't be long at all. So leave it to the government, leave it to the human species to think that they can create a new animal. And that new animal, it can save us all. Ladies and gentlemen, I've seen Jurassic Park. I know how this story ends, and it doesn't end well. So that has been my rant for this week. Let me know what you think. GhostSeeker4@charter.net. You can contact me there. You can go on Facebook, like the Facebook page, The Paranormal Patriot, and that way you can send me messages and contact me via that way. I've been getting a lot of people contacting me via Facebook lately, and I love it. Keep it up. If you have any show ideas, if you have something you want to promote, Jim and Mike are promoting their podcast. I hope you guys are listening to it. Contact me. Send me a link. Send me a file. I will put it on the show, and it will cost you nothing. So do that, and we will all be happy. You have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I thank you so much for listening. Please share the show with your friends. Talk about it with everyone you know. My name is Tom Velasquez. Again, you have been listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I will talk to you next week. I am out of here. See ya.